The Environmental Protection Agency announcing a new rule affecting the water that you drink. For the first time, the EPA is setting a new national standard for the presence of forever chemicals, aka PFASs, in drinking water. How does this impact us here in the Hoosier State? Well, we are learning more right now with State Representative Bob Morris. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Kayla.
So where exactly, first of all, do these chemicals come from?
These chemicals come from synthetic manufactured things that these companies essentially have manufactured for years. I mean,
yeah.
It's been an issue, a problem down in Shelby County.
Yeah.
Is where Attorney General Rokita has filed the lawsuit. And, Kayla, if you just imagine synthetic things that are made, one of the biggest was firefighting, the foam that firefighters use in certain circumstances. And they're finding that where these chemicals have been, synthetic chemicals have been manufactured, that there's some major issues there with it leaking into the drinking water, and it's horrible. It's a horrible situation.
Yeah, I've heard of that. These like fire suppressant foams, right? And then this ends up, these chemicals from that end up seeping into our lakes and our rivers. I have heard this a lot before, Bob, actually. I always kind of equate these to preservatives. You know how we have got preservatives in our food these days, trying to keep things health, you know, edible longer. Not all of them are exactly good for us. That's kind of how I like to equate, you know, forever chemicals. But what exactly does this mean? Okay, because we've got this new EPA ruling now. What does this mean for water utility companies, you know, specifically here in Indiana?
Today, now with this new EPA ruling, even the city of Fort Wayne, municipalities across the country will be testing for six additional items from these synthetic chemicals, essentially,
yeah.
that have been manufactured for years. So we're not, you know, they're finding from human consumption, whether breathing it, whether on your skin, you know, drinking it as well can cause cancer. And it's definitely a concern. We had some good lively debates at the state capitol this past session in regards to PFAS and these forever chemicals, but it's definitely something we're looking at, you know, from a safety perspective for our constituents.
Yeah, you mentioned it. It's all about the safety because these forever chemicals have been linked to things, like you said, Bob, cancer, even liver damage in some cases. So let's say, you know, our water utility companies, they run these tests, they find some of these forever chemicals, they've got to update their standards to meet these new rules. Will that cost to do so trickle down to us, Bob?
Yes, it will for sure, Kayla. And, you know, when there's an accident that happens on a roadway, even, you know, and you see these sponge-like mechanisms that these towing companies are putting out to collect the chemicals or whatever may be in that car, truck, trailer, that's so it doesn't get in our you know, water.
Mm-hmm.
It seeps through the earth, and people have wells, and they pull the water up from the middle of the earth. These chemicals get in there, and the term forever chemicals, they don't go away.
Right.
So that's why they're trying to collect and stop that. But these chemicals that have been manufactured by Indiana businesses over the years, and it's you know, they've disposed of the chemicals around their businesses, and that's what we're finding years later.
You
that,
know,
can still be very harmful.
I'm thinking about this, Bob, and I can't help but think that this will likely impact greatly, you know, our small towns and communities even more than, let's say, bigger, more urban areas. I mean, we're already seeing this in Andrews, Indiana. These smaller towns have less resources, less infrastructure. So are we talking a pretty big potential economic hit on our smaller communities?
Yes, for sure. And like I said, we've had the debate, and you know, the city of Fort Wayne, with the quality of water that we have here, they win awards year after year as far as how clean and pure our drinking water is, and compliments the city of Fort Wayne and the Henry administration for the past 20 years and advancements they've made. It's an incredible process that they take our water through in the city of Fort Wayne. I've toured the facility and looked at it. And Kayla, why we're touching on the Henry administration again? You know, my condolences to the Henry administration, and just the number of people around the Capitol that have been talking about Tom Henry and the impact that he's had on the state as well, not just the city of Fort Wayne. but his vision was incredible, and I've heard it from a number of people. So my condolences to the Henry family.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. We've been talking about his public visitations really all morning long. First two are yesterday. There's two more today. And then, of course, the funeral and the funeral procession tomorrow. WoWoLyn, if you're just tuning in, you can get all the details into those arrangements online at WoWo.com. Bob, we appreciate your time. I have a feeling this forever chemical conversation really won't be going away anytime soon. So maybe plan on us touching on it again next week, because right now we also have our Attorney General Todd Ricchietta suing 22 companies for manufacturing for chemical forever chemicals. So Bob, maybe we touch on that next week.
Sounds great. It's always great to be on WoWo.
That is State Representative Bob Morris joining us here on WoWo. In fact, he joins us every Thursday at this time here on the show.
Podcasts by Federated Media.